two essential things are contained in this legislation. The first is to close Lincoln Hills as a juvenile prison and repurpose the facility and increase the number of inmates there as an adult treatment facility. And then the second provision of the bill, if you close Lincoln Hills, you obviously need something to replace it with. And you look nationally, and the best evidence suggests we should have smaller juvenile facilities based on the risk levels of the juveniles and the region they come from. So the bill directs the Department of Corrections to establish smaller facilities around the state in place of Lincoln Hills.
What would you do with that facility?
It would take some capital expenditure to turn that facility into an adult prison, but it is built very much like a low-risk prison, a lower-security prison. And I would have Lincoln Hills be a alcohol and other drug treatment facility. One of the largest numbers of new prison admissions are for repeat drunk drivers. They need alcohol treatment. There is currently a waiting list in the adult prison system of 5,900 inmates waiting to get alcohol or other drug treatment. And so by using Lincoln Hills, which has a capacity of about 500 beds, we can increase the capacity of these treatment programs. Treatment also helps reduce crime, because if you can actually tackle the addiction, you have much less likelihood of reoffending when they get released.
Have you talked to people on both sides of the aisle about this? Any reaction so far?
Yeah, I've been talking about it for a very long time. My background is as a criminal defense lawyer, as a public defender in Milwaukee County. And so I've represented people that have been sent to Lincoln Hills and to the adult system. This is an issue I focus on long before Lincoln Hills was in the newspaper daily. I've had very positive reaction. I think there's growing recognition that the model that we have of Lincoln Hills, the one large juvenile institution, that model is falling by the wayside. We are now in the small minority of states that have one large juvenile facility. The other component that I think is compelling is that the population of Lincoln Hills is declining steadily over the last several years. There are now less than 140 boys in a prison built for 500. That means it's almost 70% vacant. Because of the way Lincoln Hills is funded, as the population goes down, so do the revenues to staff and operate the facility. So it gets more expensive. And that is an unsustainable model. As it gets more expensive, we'll send less kids there. As less juveniles are sent there, there'll be less revenue, and you can kind of understand the cycle that the prison is in. I think that that model is not sustainable in the years to come. And so outside, I'm making this argument on economics, not on investigations or allegations. This is looking forward 5, 6, 7 years. If the population decline of Lincoln Hills continues, that facility is going to be in substantial economic trouble. And I would rather act now with a plan to repurpose that facility, keep the jobs there, possibly increase the number of workers on site if we turned it into an adult facility under my proposal, and you know, use the property and the facilities more efficiently. If we can break down the data and really look at the fiscal future of the prison, you'd see, just objectively, nonpartisan view, that there's a big issue there. And if you take a step back further and you look at the overcrowding that we have in the adult system, this idea, I argue, can solve two crises at once.